But no matter what I said, Parker kept insisting. And finally I gave in. He was, as my parents often pointed out, a natural-born leader, and I was a natural-born follower. I went into the house to tell my mother about Parker's and my plans, but she was too busy making a bunch of little bread dough Christmas tree ornaments to pay me much attention. She only had a couple of weeks to get ready for the Woodcroft Fall Festival, and she was counting on her sales to bring in extra money for Christmas shopping. What I'd thought were brownies baking in the oven were more ornaments, so I took a handful of cookies out of a box and poured glasses of milk for Parker and me. After a while, I cleared my throat and said, "Mom, Parker and I are camping out at Indian Creek, okay?" She looked up from the bread dough and frowned. "Overnight, Matthew?" I knew what Mom was thinking. She always worries I'll get into trouble under Parker's influence. According to her, his mother Pam doesn't keep a close enough eye on him. It's true that Parker spends a lot of time alone, but it isn't his mother's fault. His father was killed in a car crash when Parker was a baby, and she has to work. So what if she goes out at night and leaves Parker home by himself once in a while? No matter what Mom thinks, Parker doesn't take advantage of it. "We want to go one more time," I said, "while it's still so nice and warm and all." I munched a cookie and waited for Mom to answer. I was kind of hoping she'd say no and save me all the trouble of getting the tent, an old Kmart special, out of the attic. But you know how parents are. If I'd been dying to go, she would have said no. But since I wasn't all that hot on it, she said yes. Then she had to add, "The exercise would do you good." That made Parker laugh. For some reason, he and I are developing at very different rates. A year or two ago, we were about the same size, but now that we're 12, Parker is getting taller and leaner every day, and I seem to be staying the same height, but getting rounder. I've even developed this awful little spare tire around my waist, like a middle-aged man, and I sure didn't appreciate Mom's drawing Parker's attention to it. Leaving Parker with Mom, I got the tent out of the attic. Then I threw some stuff in my backpack. On my way to the kitchen, I had the bad luck to pass my little sister, Charity, in the hall. If ever a kid was misnamed, Charity was. At the sight of me, she and her friend Tiffany started cackling like chickens in a barn.
"Fatty, fatty, 2x4, they chanted. "Can't get through the kitchen door."
I paused and glared down at her. Should I care what a couple of 6-year-old twits said? "Stupid," I muttered.